are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count, an hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. And the tunes just keep coming and coming and coming. We've got so many records to get through over the next, 2 months before I even get into any kind of recycling. And I'm pretty excited about it because each week as I'm putting together everything and I'm pulling out all the records that I'm going to play for you, I'm kind of rediscovering the stuff that I just got. Back in the day when I started collecting records, I used to listen to the same records over and over and over and over again. I only had a handful of them and I loved them so much and I'd listen to them over and over again. And I'd get a new record and I'd listen to that one over and over again. And now I'm collecting records to play out, to listen to, and to play for you. So the numbers are higher and I'll listen to a record and go, oh, this is just the best. But then it'll be 3 weeks before I listen to it again. So in a way, I'm rediscovering this stuff right along there with you guys. And all I can say is I hope you're having as much fun as I am.
Do the hand down. Oh, you're looking mighty pretty. bobble, bobble.
Pulling out all the dances, starting off there with the hand jive workout. That's Don Covey and the Good Timers from 1960 on the Columbia label. After that, Gene Queen's The Monkey Wobble. That's the flip side of the Music Is My Beat disc on the Pip label that I promised to play. And finished everything off with the screaming, and I mean screaming, vocals of the Olympics. The track's called The Stomp on the RV label. It was recorded way too loud. Got lots of distortion on the recording that makes it sound like the record's old and scratched. It's not. That was an absolutely mint copy. I've heard it from remastered CDs, and it's got exactly the same sound to it. But I like to think that the show is more about the music, and that is such a great track. It's more about the music than it is about the recording quality. You ruined me once. I was a fool for you. Woo! You ruined me once. I was a fool for you. Well, I ain't gonna stand no fooling around. If I do, if I do,
well, I'll be John Brown.
You had. You had my brave, but now you got my babe. Woo, you had my brave, but now you got my babe. And I ain't gonna stand no fooling around. If I do, if I do,
well, I'll be John Brown.
You ruined me once. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
garbage all brown.
You had my time, but I'm still alive. Woo! You had my time, but I'm still alive. And I ain't gonna stand your fooling around if I do.
If I do,
well, I'll be John Brown.
Thank you.
And now, baby, you done learned how to thread the needle. Yeah. Thread the needle. That's what I'm talking about, baby. How is it? You like it? All right, baby. What we doing here?
From New Orleans, American R&B songwriter and pianist Huey Piano Smith, with his Clowns, of course. Track called Well, I'll Be John Brown. Pretty great track. Takes some twists and turns you don't expect musically. And I really admire the use of this line, Well, I'll Be John Brown, because there's a lot of songs from that time period that are all about, I'm gonna let you go, I'm gonna set you free, I'm gonna dump you if you do me wrong, right? Well, John Brown famously fought to try and free the slaves in the United States before the Civil War, was hanged for his efforts, but in African American culture, very, very important icon. So to reference John Brown as an emancipator, or I will let you go, I will set you free, I'll be John Brown. Pretty cool. Followed that up with the Shangri-Las, great girl group track, It's Easier to Cry, that's on Redbird, and finished everything off with Clarence Carter, Thread the Needle on ATCO. If you're wondering what those little sound bites, those little goofy things that I put in between songs every once in a while are, they're not just out of nowhere. When I was in BC, I came across a 45 and an EP, perhaps you could call it. There are many tracks on this 7-inch record. By Kermit Schaefer, Pardon My Blooper, Volume 1. I've got it on the Quality label, and it's full of these goofs, these blunders, these boners, as they call them on the record. Bloopers from radio and television from the 50s, because this came out in like 1954. So I think the stuff's hysterical, so I'm sharing that record with you in bits and pieces.
Shades of falling rain. Night comes down like shades of falling rain. I'm lonesome when you call my name. Night comes down and it makes me feel so bad. Night comes down and it makes me feel so bad. I remember the best times I have had.
To think about than you. without me. Make it on your own. Others have before you, girl, you're not so all alone. I've got more important things to think about than you. There's a time, there's a place. I've got more important things to think about than you. There's a time, there's a place. I'll find time to love you. Leave it up to me. But it may take longer than you think, so you might as well agree. I've got more important things to think about than you. There's a time, there's a place.
Sometimes it's hard to know what to make of the Five Americans because they're sometimes pop, but sometimes like hard punk garage. And they're on the Hanna-Barbera records, which, you know, cartoon making folks. So it's hard to place them. I played Zip Code a few weeks ago, and that's a little bit more on the pop side. But I just played Good Times, which is fuzz guitar and screaming vocals and the perfect garage song. I started off that set with what I would consider an ultimate mod song. It's Mickey Finn, or The Mickey Finn, Night Comes Down, on the American World Artists label. Came out on Columbia in the UK. They're a UK act, and that track and the A-side, the flip track, both written by Shel Talmy, and the single is produced by Shel Talmy, definitely a mod figurehead, but that's only part of what's going on here. The music is jazz, garage, psych, blues, all that stuff all rolled into one and done in such an awesome way. Not to mention, Jimmy Page plays guitar on this. I followed that up with another great garage psych track, by a band called The Oxfords, Time and Place. Hand clapping and fuzz guitar together, delicious. That's on the Mala label.
Thank you.
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maud Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maud Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maud Marty or on Twitter at Maud Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. So there we had a Motown set. Well, mostly yes, but a little bit no. The first track, as any mod will recognize, was Quicksand, made popular, of course, by Martha and the Vandellas, and a huge Northern Soul track, as well as mod favorite. But that wasn't Martha and the Vandellas. That was Jerry and the Georgettes on the Hit label out of Nashville, Tennessee. The Hit label was created specifically to record songs that were being sold on labels like Motown for like 99 cents, record them with unknown artists and sell them for 39 cents at five and dime stores and supermarkets. But because they're Nashville-based, they managed to get an incredible amount of top-notch musicians and vocalists. The flip side of this is a cover of Lottie Lowe, which I'll play in the future, by Leroy Jones, who did about 30 singles for Hit Records. The voices, the harmonies, the musicianship, all outstanding. So for a cover of an $80 record, which to this day is only worth about $5, that is really an amazing feat. I followed that up with Truly Yours by the Spinners on the Motown label. I've got that on a white promo that's got the same song on both sides. Another Northern Soul floater. And finished everything off with the flip side of You Got the Love I Love by Marv Johnson. I'll Pick a Rose for My Rose on the UK Tamla Motown label.
She brought joy,
she brought joy,
unto my soul,
unto my soul.
She brought joy,
she brought joy,
unto my soul,
unto my soul.
She brought joy,
joy, joy,
unto my soul,
unto my soul.
When I was sad and blue, I didn't know what to do.
What to do?
I met a little girl so sweet and true.
So sweet and true.
She satisfied my soul. Her love that's pure as gold. She brought joy, joy, joy unto my soul.
Unto my soul.
She brought joy.
She brought joy
unto my soul.
Unto my soul.
She brought joy.
She brought joy
unto my soul.
Unto my soul.
She brought joy,
joy, joy
unto my soul. She kissed me every day. She squeezed me every night. She talked that baby talk and make me feel alright. But early in the morning, when the rooster crows, she brings joy, joy, joy unto my soul.
Unto my soul.
She brought joy.
She brought joy
unto my soul.
Unto my soul.
She brought joy.
She brought joy
unto my soul.
Unto my soul.
She brought joy, joy, joy unto my soul.
Unto my soul.
She brought joy.
Have you ever, 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 ever joy? He said, love, we say, or me too. Now everybody, now do you love me too? Yeah. In my sleep, I had a dream about you. Dreams are something I don't keep, but this one it had to come true.
Hallelujah, praise, well, joy. You know, the joy that love brings into your heart. Gospel praising joy. I love it. That was Jimmy Swan on the Checker label. The flip side of that is also a must hear, and I will play it in a couple of weeks. Followed that up by the call and answer song, I Love You, yeah. The Impressions, Curtis Mayfield, Jerry Butler, and co. I have that on the Spartan label. It was on ABC Paramount. in the U.S. and finished everything off with Northern Soul Stroller number, what, 3 now? For this hour, The Willows, My Kind of Guy on MGM.
Now Cecil Gill, a yodeling country boy, will sing There's an Empty Bunk in the Cat House Tonight.
Celia, you're breaking my heart, shaking my confidence day.
more records out of that record box that I bought right before I went to Montreal. The 49th Parallel, I played the flip side of that one, Citizen Freak, recently. That one is called She Says. It's on the RCA Victor label, the Green Canadian RCA Victor label. Very Beatles-esque and different from their usual stuff. In actual fact, I think now I can say that I've played all of the 49th Parallel 45s on the show over the last 5 years, as I own every one of them now, so that's pretty exciting. After that, The Gas Company with a very political, social unrest track called Your Time Is Up on the Merwood label. Now, not only is it unusual that it's on the Merwood label, because that was really a soul label. It was the home of Bob and Earl, the Iquettes, after they left. Ike Turner signed to the Merwood label and became the Murettes or Murettes. But it was Merwood's sister label, Myra, that usually had like the garage and stuff. So that's one of the unusual things about this record. The other is that it's Merwood's very first release. Pretty cool. And finished everything off with a hand-clapping great cover of Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel. This is a band called Sweet Henry. Put out that record months after Simon and Garfunkel released their version. These guys were on the Paramount label.
You got to hold me, baby. Then you got to squeeze me. Now, baby, let me know. Please don't you tease me. You got to let me know, cause I love you so. Let me squeeze you, cause I'm the one who needs you. You in my arms again, does it feel the same way? I want you near me always, for each and every day. You got to let me know, cause I love you so. Let me squeeze you, cause I'm the one who needs you. I hoped it would be. You got to let me know, cause I love you so. Let me squeeze you, cause I'm the one who need you. Darling, I can't go on without you. I need you by my side. I want you to love and guide me. Without you, baby, my whole world would fall apart. You in my arms again, does it feel the same way? I want you near me always, for each and every day. You got to let me know, cause I love you so. Let me squeeze you, cause I'm the one who needs you.
Now let's flip the record over and play the B-side. B-side. B-side.
It's been such a long time, baby, since we've been together. There's no reason, baby, cause he's no better. I've been trying for you for a long time, but your life's been busy more than one time. Wasting my time seems to be more fun for you. Come back to me, baby. I'm not joking, baby. Come back to me, baby, before my heart is broken. Let's get
Blue-eyed Northern Soul Double Cider, absolutely fantastic. Yes, Canadian. Yep, from Winnipeg. That's right, the Gettysburg Address. But just discovered something very exciting about this record, and you'll have to go to my Instagram to see what I'm talking about here. But the label on the record that I have is signed by Orest Andrews and Greg Hamlin from the band. It has their signatures on it. So this just keeps getting better and better. I'm very excited by this find. Not only all this great Canadian garage, but also some wonderful Winnipeg treasures. So check out a photo of that on my Instagram, Mod Marty, also on Twitter as Mod Marty. Remember, I'm not here next week. We're going to have a repeat next week. But I am going to be at the Creatory on Thursday night from 7 to 10. Come down, say hi, check out Evan Quiring's artwork. It's going to be there for like 3 weeks, so you'll get a chance to come in, have a look, buy stuff if you want to. I'm going to be DJing for a few hours during the reception on Thursday night. That's the 19th of September. I'm going to leave you off now with that instrumental version of In the Midnight Hour that I promised to play for you by Lil Mac and the Boss Sounds on the Atlantic label. I think you'll really dig this. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.